I'm joined by North Shelby's head football coach, Coach Bass. Coach, tonight you had a tough one there with Oric, getting defeated 38-20. I'm pretty sure that's for the conference championship, wasn't it, Coach?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Oh, it sounds like a tough-fought ball game, all the way up to like Oric had a big second, probably second quarter. Why don't you tell me about the game, Coach?
We didn't have any energy tonight. I don't know what reason, but we just didn't have the edge that we've had in past weeks, and it cost us. We got off to a slow start. We gave them some hope early. They turned a turnover into the points pretty quickly in the second quarter and then stopped us in deep territory and then scored immediately again. And that kind of shell-shocked us a little bit, and we just couldn't get out of our own way all night. We had a touchdown callback for penalty. We dropped another touchdown pass. We overthrew another one. I mean, it was just self-inflicted wounds all night. And, it's unfortunate, and hats off to Oric. You know, they came to play, and they're a good football team. But, you know, at the end of the night, this was just one that just stings us quite a bit.
Right, and I can tell by the sound of your voice, you know, the disappointment there. You know, I was looking at, I think, Max Preps yesterday. I was looking at the eight-man scores and the rankings and stuff, and I seen you guys right up there. And I figured it would be a pretty good battle there with Oric and stuff. You know, unfortunately, things like that happen and stuff. And you just have that game where you get home and you think, I can't believe that, you know, and things like that does happen. The good thing is you start this new season here in the district time, and I think you're going to be playing Bramer, if I'm right.
Yeah, we'll have Bramer here again next week. We saw them for homecoming, and you know that's a team that hopefully we can get back on track with. And I expect us to come out ready to play because you know the reward is a second chance at Oric here in 2 weeks. So I expect our kids to snap back into form and hopefully ready to come to play this coming week.
And you know, having that chip on your shoulder, like you said, we don't want to look down the road too far. But you know, Oric will be sitting there for you guys on that second chance, and you know, you'll have that chip on your shoulder. You know you will. I know you got Bramer first, but, you know, in reality, Bramer, you know, hasn't had a good season this year, you know, so far and stuff, and have struggled. But that chip on your shoulder is going to do a lot for you, I think. And in a couple of weeks, it's going to the turnaround might be different.
Yeah, and I'm hoping this is something that will galvanize us a little bit. You know, our opening loss to Waco, I think, did that and woke us up and brought us together and brought us an edge and relaxed us a little bit. And hopefully this does the same thing because, you know, it's still set up for us to make a good run. You know, we're still a good football team. I think we've beaten the two best teams in the state, which are, in my opinion, Pattonsburg and North Andrews. So we've just got to stay out of our own way and take care of our own business. And that's not something we did tonight, but hopefully we can do it in this second season and the postseason.
No, I agree, Coach. It's not sometimes who you're playing. It's you're playing yourself, you know. And if you've had those mental mistakes or the ball, you know, goes the wrong way and stuff, you just things happen, you know, and it's football. Yep. There's any night on a Friday night, a team can beat another team if the things don't go right for that one team. I've been on both sides of the spectrum stuff, even when I was assistant coach at Southwest there. You know, Coach, but you're going to get back at it next week when you start your district play with Bramer. But tonight, you know, what about your standout players? I know you've got some really good ball players. I've seen them stat-wise and throughout the state on the eight-man sites and stuff. And why don't you give some recognition to some of them guys?
Yeah, Dayton Meadows, of course, had a normal night of running the offense pretty well, 127 yards passing, 118 rushing. Played a pretty good game, and, you know, I think he tried to carry the team on his back for a while, and that was nice to see. You know, he's a great leader, and, you know, Ethan Geisendorfer was our rock again tonight. He had 26 carries for 124 yards and wasn't able to find the end zone, but he's so reliable for us. And, you know, you can always count on those guys. And Rowdy Van Skyke and Elijah Greenwell had a couple big touchdown catches for us. Elijah had a nice 78-yarder in the fourth quarter to give us a chance and pull us within one score. And, you know, those guys are ultra-reliable for us, and we know we can count on them. So I know they'll be there for us these next couple of weeks if we're able to get past Bramer this next week. And, hopefully we can lean on them like we have for the whole season.
That's true, Coach. You know, and it's good defense tonight. I mean, 38-30, eight-man, that's a pretty actually low score if people, you know, keep track of eight-man football.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, defensively, it was not our best night. Our defensive line, we flew upfield and we were out of control a lot, especially in the second quarter, and that really hurt us. And we missed some tackles and we didn't do a great job with our keys. And You know, that's something that we'll fix these next couple of weeks in practice if we're able to have a few more. So, you know, we just got to go back to the basics and realize that we just got to stay out of our own way and take care of ourselves first.
Oh, and I know you will, Coach. I think you guys are going to rebound just fine. And, you know, I expect to see you guys playing in that district championship in a couple of weeks. So, we glad that you joined us tonight. Best of luck the rest of the season here. And I think we'll hear some good things the next couple of weeks from North Shelby.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. That was Coach Bass from North Shelby, who fell a little short tonight to Oric, 38-30. And the Oric Bearcats takes their conference championship. Thank you, Coach.
Yep. Thank you.